What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The following presentation is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to a vast array of sports and entertainment podcasts, including Two and a Half Wrestlers, Neckbreaker, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Inconclusive Breakdown, Midnight Jury, After Midnight, Apex Radio, and The Shining Wizards. Plus exclusive shows Thursday Night Destruction and Kevin Gill's King of Indies podcast. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The Shining Wizards Network proudly presents
the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast
with your hosts,
the Impact Playa, Phil Rea, and Dave Mega Powers.
Speaking of champions, come on in, if you would, from Sarasota, Florida, beautiful city on the Gulf of Mexico, the Macho Man, Randy Savage, Intercontinental Champion of the World.
Talking about history. One date, just in my mind, February the 8th in Boston, Massachusetts at the Boston Garden, where Larry Bird plays basketball, and the Boston Celtics are a real tough team. But I think that if I played basketball, man, the way I am and the super athlete that I am, I would overshadow Larry Bird. Because on that particular night in Boston, I was the greatest professional wrestler in the world. Oh, proud. Yeah, I'm proud.
You know, a couple of things you don't talk about. The fact that you're a former professional baseball player and also the fact that you're a personal friend of Rod Stewart, as I understand.
Oh, yeah. When he did Tonight's the Night, man, he called me on the phone right before it was released, and he says, Macho Madness. Yeah, he calls me Madness.
He calls me Madness.
And a lot of people out there, you know, they're getting into Macho Madness really super strong. And Macho Madness, growing, and more seductive than sex.
You can't say that on TV.
I can say that. I'm the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion of the World. Elizabeth, look into the video scope right there. Yes. Look into the video scope and see how proud you are to be the manager of the Macho Man.
I'm proud to be the manager of the Macho Man.
Want to ask her a question?
You've told me I can't talk to her, Randy.
I've told you that from time to time. Yes, I have. Would you like to ask her a question right at this particular time? Would you like to do that?
May I?
Oh, yeah. What kind of a question you want to ask her?
Well, Elizabeth,
you wouldn't give her that flower, would you?
Oh.
If you did that, you know what would happen?
Yeah, I've got a good idea.
You know what would happen if Okerlund gave a flower to Elizabeth? Elizabeth, do you know what would happen?
Well, don't get her in the middle of this. She doesn't...
Man, I think that your time is done, and I think that the spotlight should go on top of me. Yeah, and I'll tell you what. Tito Santana, too bad. Hulk Hogan, too bad, too. Because you're all in one category. You're all great wrestlers, but you're all not as good as the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Thank you, gentlemen, who obviously has a very high
opinion
of himself, the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
We'll be right back. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, bitches. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And, you know, everybody else in few and far between. Your new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. We are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. All right, blow that a little bit. As always, your gracious host, the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Rea, and I am not going to be joined by the Mega Powers tonight. Because he's not here. So let's bring some people on here, shall we? All right.
Hello.
Shining Wizards Tony on the air.
Phil Rea, the Impact Player. Yo, I actually had to shut off the rant. I was waiting for your call, brother. How's it going?
It's going, man. It's going. I'm fucking exhausted.
One thing I need to ask you about, man. First, I tuned into the Rangers, saw they were up 2-1, and now they're down 4-3. What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. They got to pull the goalie. I wasn't even watching the full game tonight, if you could believe that. I was really into NXT tonight.
I caught the final two matches. Amazing stuff. If you didn't cream your jeans over Samoa Joe's appearance, then I don't know what to tell you.
You know, it's going to be – you're going to give me shit for this, but you know what? Sasha Banks and what's-her-face stole the show, man.
Yeah, that was a great match. That was awesome.
Matt Squires on the line. Is that you, sir?
Howdy, howdy, boys.
What's going on?
Feeling fine and fresh with my new Pat Taka Banaka.
Whoa, dude. You sound where you sound like you're in a wind tunnel there.
I was out on the patio.
On the patio. Yeah, but Tony, anyway, man, I was impressed with the NXT tonight.
Yeah, good stuff. I like I said, I didn't see the whole show, caught the final two matches, which I guess I tuned in just for the good stuff, but I'm gonna have to check out tomorrow on the replay because I subscribe to the WWE Network. And you know what? To be honest with you, the only thing that disappoints me about the network, I know that they had to take a lot of the music out, whatnot, whatever, but the one that really hurts is ECW.
Yeah.
ECW without the music is just not the same.
You know,
everything
what?
Else I can deal with, just not that.
Right, because ECW was one big infomercial, if you remember. It was like you know, they played the music of all the hot music at the time, and they played a bunch of promos. Maybe you got two matches out of the whole hour. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, ECW, honestly, was where, like, I learned about a lot of the different kinds of music that was out there. Remember when they used to play fucking No Diggity?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they signed that record deal with, they signed a deal with Tommy Boy. Let's quickly recap for all our rant people tonight's NXT card real quick. Bayley and Charlotte pick up the win against Emma and Dana. Baron Corbin beats Rhino. Finn Balor beats Tyler Breeze for the number one contendership for the NXT championship. My boys Enzo and Kaz did not win the tag championships against Blake and Murphy. Some shenanigans there. Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch stole the show. Sasha retains. And then, of course, as Tony mentioned at the top of the show, Kevin Owens beats up on Sami Zayn again, but
destroyed him.
But the Samoan submission machine with his Sailor Joe shirt on there came out and stole the show there. So
wait. You said Kevin Owens. I need to correct you. It's Kevin
Steen.
And you know, we're gonna talk a lot about Steen tonight because I'm not gonna lie. I did enjoy that segment on Raw Monday night. So
how could you not?
Yeah,
amazing. That's the way that you debut someone on Raw against somebody like John Cena.
Brian, are you on there, sir? Mr. X, hello. Hello. Hello.
Yo. Hello. No.
Hello.
Hello?
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 Yes, hello?
This is Double A, not Mr. X.
Oh, what's going on?
No, nothing. I just wanted to call in to comment about the whole Samoa Joe thing, because I don't know what to expect anymore with WWE at this point.
In terms
really
of...
Don't.
Well, I mean, yeah, because you expected certain things to happen. It didn't happen. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just like, okay, we kind of had an inkling that this may happen tonight. But you go into it thinking, it really isn't going to happen. You know, who are they fooling? They're gonna pull a swerve and it won't happen. They'll save it for, you know, a pay-per-view or something like that. And, you know, sure enough, it happened. And, of course, you know, the internet exploded, and I'm sure God knows what's trending on Twitter at this point. But it's just, I don't know, now it's a little surreal that it actually happened. And there's so many, I don't know what the right word is, but there's so many things that are that's attached to Samoa Joe coming out there. I mean, I don't know if you're going to talk about it, but
no, look
at the different things that are attached to him coming out.
Yeah.
No, well, number one, it's live. It's WWE. It was in Orlando on the heels of the news that is right now, it's flooding the chat room. Apparently it broke during the show. And I don't know if you're aware of what's going on.
No, what's going on?
Apparently, it's not confirmed yet, but apparently Destination America has canceled all TNA programming, including Impact.
What?
Oh, no.
So,
what?
If that's true, tonight was a epic night. Not in a good way, but like a history making night. And Samoa Joe ties in to it so much because he debuts in the WWE, debuts on a live program. It's Orlando, Florida, where he spent so many years with TNA on the same night that they may have possibly been canceled.
You know what? Maybe he saw the writing on the wall. I don't know. He wasn't very well utilized towards the end of his TNA run.
Anybody who leaves TNA at this point could have said, you know what, this ship is sinking. But I'm just saying, like, what the hell is next?
Yeah, I don't know, man. If that's the initial reports last week, right? Weren't they like supposedly we're gonna see
till September
or October or something like that?
The rumor was that they have the out clause came out. That's what came out, was that there was a clause in the contract that said that they have an out, but didn't say anything about them actually canceling the show. But Destination America is within their if in fact they're canceling the show, they're well within their rights to cancel the show well in advance of September, because they could just say, okay, well, I'm letting you know now, you've got until September. Your last show is September 30th.
Yeah, well, Anthony Bourdain has to eat more bugs, so they're going to make a new show, probably. So.
Hey, don't knock Anthony Bourdain. I kind of like the guy.
I don't dislike him. I'm just saying, like, it was never a fit anyway. That's pretty obvious. It wasn't a thing where they had some similar programming.
We need a new hillbilly barbecue show. That's what we need.
No, we need more shows about decking out your trailer homes.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Pimp my tumble wide.
I just wanted to call in to chime in on it. Like, I'm processing all this, like, as, like, you know, like, for some reason, all the things lined and fit in a certain way that it's all tied in together.
Well, this is going
to... So was the move to Wednesday nights just to keep about face, or what?
That was to fucking compete with me.
Bastards. Probably just like, you know what?
Is this a split last-minute decision?
Right, you know, this trumps my story of Sonny taking loads to the face for Vivid, you know?
Oh, you can still talk about that. that's never going to get old.
Yeah, well, either way. Well, the evening just got a little better,
I'm going to let you guys get back to the show because I know that you guys got a lot to talk about. I just think that I'm in awe of the simple fact that what the hell is going to be next.
Yeah, well...
In this wacky thing that we like.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure more stuff will break by the weekend. So.
Right, so, okay, guys, have a good show, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, Double A.
Later.
Later.
All right, that's the
man, Double A.
All right.
Yo, all right. Matt, are you getting a hand job while you're on the phone?
Yeah,
you're
dude, you sound like you.
Heavy,
yeah,
dude.
It's like the postman always rings twice, and so does Matt Squires. What's up with that heavy breathing on the phone there?
Well, you know, hey, I'm running around, I'm doing stuff.
Have a seat, man. It's Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Don't be doing manual labor on my time.
Maybe he's thinking about the fact that Sonny might have actually signed with Vivid Video, and he just can't wait.
TMZ.
I'm hoping she's on Destination America.
TMZ broke the story, man, of her signing with Vivid. So, like, it's, I mean, I heard you and Kevin talking about it last, on this morning, from last night, Tony, and I, you know what, and TMZ broke it a couple hours ago.
Well, she was annoyed, but as annoyed as she was that people were talking about her, like, she neither confirmed nor denied it, and that was, like, the big thing that we had to go with, because, you know, she never said it's not true, she just said, you know, respect my privacy, but it's like, how could that be private? If you're gonna be a Vivid Video star, like, what's the privacy angle, you know?
Well, I mean, is it... It's more lucrative than Skype, you know. I mean, you and I saw what she was doing on Skype.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we should have just stuck around and got a picture with her that day at Legends. Dude, might be worth something now.
Dude, that was so creepy. I'm so glad we didn't stay. That was so creepy, man.
Man, yeah, and you were giving dirty looks to the two German guys.
For those who don't know the story, I'll paint the picture right quick. We did Legends of the Ring last year with the Wizards. We had a blast. Sonny was working the table in front of us with Marty Jannetty, Captain Shinsplints, and they were hanging out. And and she was really cool, sent over cupcakes, bullshit with us the whole day. But, you know, she was charging people to take a picture with her in her, I guess, it wasn't even her bedroom. Hotel
it was
room.
Rob Feinstein's room.
Yeah, and he was doing a fucking shoot on Skinner at that point in the other room. So we were all hanging out, and these people flew in from Germany. So she was like, "All right, but I want you guys to come and take a picture with us too, but we're not going to charge you." And I was like, "All right, we'll go." So we go upstairs, and we're in this hallway in the hotel, and there's a bunch of creepy fucking wrestling fans all over who paid, like, from different, it's like the United Nations. We had Mexico next to us. We had Germany in front of us. It was the creepiest thing, and it was taking so long.
Well, because Sonny didn't want to come upstairs. She had a ton of people still at the table, and she wanted, you know, and she wants to make a buck, so I completely get that. But In the meantime, we're fucking starving. We've been there since, like, 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I drank the night before heavily with Matt. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, we were just like, all right, come on, enough already. We got to go.
Yeah, it was creepy, man. It was creepy. You know what? She's always been cordial.
She's always been great to us.
To us, yeah. I can't even knock that hustle, man. If she wants to take it in the face, I'll pay for it too. I don't care. Just this, like, you know, I liked her growing up, you know, and she was a good hand for Candido.
Well, it's like I told Kevin yesterday. There's probably not many people I wouldn't want to see their video, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I cannot. You know, she's like,
you got to see it, dude. You got to see it. Like I said, if Moolah and Mae Young did a fucking tag team video, I'd be the first one watching it.
Oh, wow.
And I bet you Phil would have the popcorn sitting next to me. I'd say, no hole in the bucket. He'd say, absolutely not,
absolutely
sir.
Absolutely not, sir. You're right. Yeah, Fisting Grannies, Volume 6. I was cleaning out my wife's uncle, her godfather's, and he's in a pretty bad state right now medically. And we were cleaning out his house, and he's going to assistant living and all this other shit. And he was big into the porn, apparently. So he says to me, he goes, nephew, he goes, I got some Christmas ornaments and stuff you guys can use for the house. I'm like, yeah, no problem, uncle. So I'm cleaning out the front room, and I see, like, Big Black Ass, Volume 6.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And if you know where he lives, it's in, like, the east part of Brooklyn. It's Canarsie. It's all, like, right now, it's very, very Caribbean. So I'm thinking, wow, he must be into those black chicks, man. But he was definitely, like, you know, all about black ass. All his DVDs, like, Black Ass, Volume 6. I Like It Big, Black, and Hard. Jungle Fever 12. A bunch of crazy shit.
Well, you know, semen does show up quite nicely in the black contrast, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. Hello! Hello.
Look like a yin-yang symbol.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Putting Wu-Tang on her ass.
Yeah, literally. Literally. So, yeah.
Rorschach.
So, I definitely enjoyed NXT tonight. Again, little, like Double A said, just a couple things that didn't flow. Like, why didn't Steen drop the title? I don't know why he didn't drop the title. Maybe they're going to run with the story, and maybe Sammy.
I think you got to get that one blow-off match between him and Joe, that big one, and then kind of sends him on his way,
you know.
Joe kind of takes a spot.
Do you think they're making Zayn look kind of like a punk right now? The way he's just kind of like not being able to respond to Steen twice now.
Yeah, and they had some like epic battles. All of a sudden, he can't beat him on regular television.
Steen, you know, comes out after he wins the title. After Zayn wins the title, beats him up in their match, beats him up again tonight. I mean, it's like, what's left for Zayn? I mean, are they trying to bury him?
I don't know. I really don't know. I thought
sympathy,
gonna,
I guess.
Maybe. I thought he was going to drop the belt because of his now his appearance on Raw and his little program with Cena, you know.
Yeah, how great was it that he wore the Champ Is Here shirt tonight to the ring?
That was fantastic. That, you know, and I said this briefly on the NXT pre-show tonight regarding Steen. I don't know. I don't think there's anybody been. The guy comes on. He's only been on fucking NXT 3 months. He gets the title his first night in, and he winds up on Raw 3 months later. Like, that's the guy's doing something well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I felt like it's a natural progression for him because I think he's improved in the last like 3 or 4 years anyway. I was
never a fan of his promo. I still think that his belly is grotesquely misshapen.
Right.
But you know what? I've been impressed with him the past couple of days. I got to be honest with you.
You remember the...
He's got that swagger.
One night I was at the first Chikara show I was at. Tony and I were at this Chikara show together. And I kept saying to him and Eddie, I was like, you know what? And Grandmaster B was with us too. I kept saying, what? I said, this guy, he keeps placating to the fucking crowd. Like, he won't shut up.
Yeah, he didn't shut up. Not
like,
at all.
And that bothered me. And he wasn't even that good. And then 2-3 years later, he just stole the show between him and Generico and him and Briscoe and him and Joe. I mean, it was just good, like classic shit, you know?
And he had great shit with Eddie Kingston for a long time, too.
Eddie Kingston stole the show that night, too. You want to talk about Eddie Jacara, but that's another story. But anyway. But that's besides. I mean, I think it's... And there's a lot of people that don't like him, and I get it. I really do. He's got to be doing something right for him to be on Raw, NXT and then Raw 3 months. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, you got guys down there, Finn Balor, you got, you know, Kenta, you fucking all these great guys. Even Tyler Breeze, who's been like a retarded fucking over, has not gotten on TV like that yet, and he gets it in 3 months. I don't get it. Well, say hello to Mr. X. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
I'm good. And I told Tony C he wanted the floor for a second. Tony C, you want to talk real quick? What's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
You tell
good
me.
Good evening, everyone.
Tony C.
What's up, brother?
Howdy.
Hey, another day in the New Day's neighborhood. So
here we go.
Hey, man, don't knock those guys. I'm really turning the corner on New Day.
I love the New Day.
Special going.
I love the New Day.
I love them.
The Blackbirds.
Exactly.
The Blackbirds are in effect.
But I messaged Phil earlier today, asked him, can I have a speaker taste on this Kevin Owens and John Cena? Uh-oh. He didn't know what I was going to speak about, but it really it sticks out to me, fellas, and if you guys can just bear with me a moment, because in the position that this guy's in, Kevin Owens is more seasoned than John Cena, and this is a situation where he has to put this guy over. I don't mean, like, not letting – he has to let – this guy legit has to beat him, and I'll tell you why. Is for, well, first of all, John Cena ain't got nothing to prove by beating this guy, Kevin Steen. I call him Kevin Steen. I'm a little familiar with him, but he's been doing it for a minute, okay? So it's not like he's just some wet behind the ears rookie or something.
And the Rangers tied it up. I'm sorry, go ahead, Tony. Carry on.
And
wait, 4-4?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Go ahead, Tony. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
But bottom line is, if he doesn't do this, man, I'm gonna lose so much respect for that guy as a performer and in the business, just because sometimes as a character, it's not about winning and losing. It's about, I hate to say it, what's doing best for business. And him putting Kevin Steen over is what's best for business. I mean, it doesn't have to be for the US title.
I don't think it is. I don't think that matches for the U.S. title.
That's even better, because the way I look at John Cena, the guy, and the character, people give Hogan flack you know, they get flared, flat, whatever, whatever. But you can go back to points of their career, and they did what's best for Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to Cena, you can probably count on one hand what, if that, he's done what's best for Pitt, to put somebody legit over. You know, I hate Goldberg to a passion, with a passion. But if Hollywood Hogan don't lose to Goldberg, what the hell is Goldberg? If Flair doesn't let Sting beat him back at Great American Bash, well, he beat him a time before then. Let's go a time before. Help make Sting. Am I right or am I wrong?
Y'all, hey, Clash Champions.
Go with me.
Yeah.
See where I'm going with this.
I see where, yeah. I see where you're going with it. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish. Go on, finish your point.
No, and I just was going to finish. Some point in your career, you got to start doing what's best for business. It's not, and then people love to say it's not about wins and losses. Okay, then why don't certain people do what's best for them? As bad as, you know, The Rock was, you put Austin over. He never beat Austin when everybody felt like he was supposed to. He got the win.
Same with Hogan letting Warrior beat him. That was best for business at the time.
Exactly.
Andre did it for Hogan too.
I forgot about that one. Man.
Andre did it for Hogan right. too. I see your point, man. Maybe that's why Steen won tonight. Maybe they're making him this monster heel. Maybe that's his momentum. He beats up on Sami Zayn, and then again, now he goes into Elimination Chamber as this big badass kid. Not kid, but this big badass NXT guy coming up trying to make his. You know what I'm saying?
I just want to say one more thing, Phil. If this thing plays out and he doesn't put y'all, people think I bash John Cena now. I promise on everything I love, I will eat in. I'm gonna go on a tirade like no other because it makes no sense at this point for him.
Phil,
so
if I may,
I just
want
to say that, you know, throw that out there.
Good.
I think you need to book that because I have a feeling somebody's going to be sorely disappointed in 2 weeks. Because the man is he's going to be on the top of the mountain with his red cape, with a big yellow C on the back, and all you're going to hear is "Hamadou."
Is it more than just the win over Steen? They got to put this brand over that when they come in, they're just not jobbers. They're not just lower mid-card guys, that these guys that are coming out are main event players. I mean, is it at the point now that you got to put the brand over more than just individual?
That's a good assumption, but it's also a dangerous one because you have to remember that these guys work in NXT. Like, they're being thrust into programs where, for all intents and purposes, you're trying to say, like, these guys are better than the Zigglers and these guys are better than the Sheamuses and, you know, like talent of that caliber, where I don't want to say where all they've done is worked NXT, but that's pretty much their experience before they get to the show. So I don't know if you could put them really into that main event caliber slot. What they're doing with Steen is fine. Like, I think that's the way you bring somebody in to promote them. But yeah. I don't know if you could say Steen is really on that Cena level based on like what goes on in the world of WWE.
Yeah.
Credentials
yeah,
over
but
his
the
entire.
Way, but the way Steen presented it, though. Steen is presented up there like he's the fucking man. He could give a shit about that U.S. strap, and that's why it's different. Kind
you know
of.
What? Shout out to Lee. He just sent me from Freaks and Effing Geeks. Lee was like, Cena does what he's told. Can't put the blame on him. Blame Vince.
I agree.
The fish starts stinking from the head.
I can understand that a little bit, but you can't tell me that if he walked in there and said, I want to put this guy over, Vince is going to say, hell no. Come on, you can't be that naive.
But the way Steen is presenting
you do,
it,
I got smokes
he's
got
to put Cena over. Steen's making it seem like he's the top dog. He don't give a shit about that U.S. belt the way it went down on Monday Night Raw. He's making it seem like, Cena, you're coming after me.
But I'm just saying in the booking meeting, they ain't going, if Cena says, all right, Vince, I'm going to let him go over, Vince going to say hell
no. Cena
doesn't
have a say-so or yes-so who goes over on who.
See, I think that's the big... I think that's
you don't
say
WCW with no creative control. Nobody has creative control in WWE. Nobody has ever had creative control in WWE.
I think
you're talking WCW.
I think Cena's big problem is, though, like, he's in a position where he can do something like that. Whether or not he does and whether or not how forceful he does so is another story. Like, Austin, I don't know if you guys listen to Austin's show at all, but he's always talking about, if I didn't like something, I told him I didn't like it. And, you know, Austin's one of the guys that was in that position to do that. And I think Cena being around as long as he's been, being in the position that he's been in for as long as he's been, he absolutely has the right to say that. And if he really doesn't like it and wants to try to do something different, then he should just up and say it. You're like, let's try this or let's try that. And who knows, maybe
what
he does.
A 15-time champ? So he's done the job 15 times, whatever the hell. He's put
somebody
else 15
times.
But he's
only done the job
times.
15 times to pretty much the same individuals.
Yeah, isn't it like Orton and Edge?
Orton, Edge, and Punk.
There you go.
And Daniel Bryan.
And Sheamus.
Daniel Bryan.
Oh, shit, Sheamus. I forgot about that.
As thin as that roster is, they would be stupid to just bury Steam. They would be stupid. They need to let him come in and get some good push and get him to be a major player going into WrestleMania. That's
well, like you did tonight. You go in there, it's not a match, it's a fight. He does something dirty and just lays Cena out, makes his point, puts him over. Cena doesn't lose. He keeps his belt, but then Owens leaves as, you know, the bad guy, the next top heel.
But he does all this steam. They build up all this steam, and then they get into a match, and he takes one AA, and it's over.
Wow. They'll probably put him in the Wyatt family and bury him.
You see what I'm saying? And it's like I said, this guy has experience. He's been in the business for a minute. You know what I mean? So it's like...
I don't know, man.
He's not just some Roman Reigns or Seth Rollins coming up. This guy's been around a long fucking time, and I don't think they would. I just feel different the way he threw the belt down, like, Cena, you're not shit. Like, he made it seem like I said, and I mean, I don't want to repeat myself, but he made it seem like he was the top dog and Cena should be chasing his ass.
Yep.
And that has never happened before.
All right, hold on 1 second. Lee, you there, man?
Yummy.
All right, Lee. What do you got, man? Talk to me real quick.
All right, just hear me out, and I'm going to get off because, you know, I enjoy listening. I just want to say that there have been cases in the back with Austin two times that's documented, and he's the most popular person at that time who didn't like something that was going on creatively, and he walked out. CM Punk didn't like something that was going on creatively, and he walked out. I have not known anybody who has final say. Now, if John Cena was, I mean, I can't put anything on that man. I mean, who's not going to take a promotional push? Anybody on this phone, if they want to give you something on your job and the supervisor has a final say, probably going to go in the office, you know what? Give them a promotion, still of me. Give them the money, still of me. Probably nobody. All I'm saying is that, and if they do put somebody else over, then what are they going to, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like Kevin Steen, but you think they're going to have somebody from their developmental come over and take down the face of the company and get the final say? It's shareholders and stuff. They got T-shirts to sell. They got toys at Toys R Us to sell. Stuff at Kmart to sell. They got Fruity Pebbles and all other stuff to sell. Dude, it don't work that way. They not catering to what we want. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what are they going to sell? You think those KO T-shirts are going to outsell those wristbands, headbands, those different rainbow colored T-shirts,
but those
gonna
sell regardless, Lee. Those gonna sell regardless.
All I'm saying is that I put no blame on John Cena because how do we know he's not going in there saying put a person over and Vince is saying no? There ain't nobody, not even Triple H, who gets the final say. Vince McMahon. How many times have we heard there's been dissension between Triple H and Vince McMahon because Vince McMahon wanted something and Triple H wanted something else? That's probably part of the reason why he got NXT because he could do what he want down there. And look at those guys, some of those people, when they come up to the main roster. I mean, I'm not going to blame John Cena. It's just too easy to do that.
We're not saying, though, Lee, that
I agree,
they have final say. But if we in a booking meeting, and if I don't like this angle.
Who to say Cena in the booking meeting?
But what
I'm
saying.
Cena talks about
all
this on the Awesome
Lee,
Podcast. Cena is
in
not
booking.
In these booking meetings.
Come on,
I mean, did you listen to the Awesome Podcast with Cena? Did you listen to
the Awesome
Podcast with Cena?
We can't make an assumption he
in there. Because Cena broke it all down on the Austin podcast.
Ain't nobody just walking into the meet to the wrestling. Go, here go the finish. Here you go. This is how y'all do it. Come on now. You know they discuss what's going on.
There has always been. He's a 15-time champion. I mean, he lost at 14.
I'll wrap it up with this. I don't want to talk about Cena all night. Let's see how this plays out. Let's see how this plays out in 3 weeks, in 2 weeks. You know, if...
Because now Samoa Joe's in the picture now somehow, too.
But the biggest fear is, Phil, that it plays out the same way Bray Wyatt played out.
Right, so if it plays out the same way, then he gets buried. And then we could piss him on about Cena all we want, which is what we guys...
I mean, just the fact that he's able to get... Kevin Steen has been given... I don't even know anybody that has walked in and been... You had to tell me. Has been given with this guy. Just the fact that he was able to walk in, like you said, within 5 months, NXT champion, he showed up on Raw and laid out the face of the company. Nobody else has done that. So if he walks in there and loses that match... Okay, he lost the match. He got something that and plus, who else did you know? Big E Langston, Seth Rollins, Bo Dutton, all of them, when they came to the main roster, were still NXT champion when they transitioned to the main roster. They didn't lose their championship until after they debuted on the main roster. They let Cena, he's the only one they let come out there with the NXT championship. Even when Paige came out the day after WrestleMania and beat AJ, she was NXT champion. She didn't come out there with that belt. They didn't even acknowledge the fact that she was a champion NXT. They let Cena come out there. The stuff which he said in that promo about I've been in this business longer than you, and just because I wasn't in WWE, he's talking Shawn Michaels stuff where he could pretty much say what he wants to say. And it's like they said, letting him go out there and be. This is everybody was worried about it being a watered down version of him when he got there, and he's the same guy. He's been on the Indies. He's the same person. Only thing changed was his last name. But anyway, that's all I call him to say. If he loses in 2 weeks or whatever, I don't see it being a big deal. I don't think that takes anything away from him. I mean, I don't see how there's him and Samoa Joe both to last on NXT for a while. But, I mean, I also would ask the question of, and like I said, I'm going to hang up. What did he really – I mean, is it okay for him just walk in and get the top guy? It's cool to see, but, is it okay for him to do that? Has he earned that spot yet? He came in with 3 matches. He won the NXT championship. He didn't earn that, but he got it. And now he's going to come. I mean, I'm not knocking it, but I mean.
I think it's refreshing every now and then.
Yeah, exactly. It's cool to see. I'm just saying, though, I'm not going to completely bury John Cena and speculate that it's his fault. Start pointing the finger to the people who make these decisions. In TNA, when stuff was messed up, everybody pointed to Dixie Carter. Nobody ever had a problem saying, okay, this woman is the one who needs to run her company correctly. But for some reason, when it comes to something that's going on in WWE and John Cena, it's always just John Cena's fault. And John Cena's not going out there saying, I don't believe he's going out there saying, okay, look, I'm not leaving this guy. You know, if I walk out, if I lose. I don't believe that. But anyway, you know, we don't want to stick on Cena, but I'm going to keep listening because I'm enjoying the talk. But And Tony know how we go. You know, we ain't beefing. It's just a fact of I can't see myself.
It's not solely his fault, but he got a hand in it. There's no.
We don't know that. We don't know that. They said the same thing about The Rock. We don't know that.
It'll be different if he lost, like y'all like to talk about, he lost the title 14 times.
He lost to Brock. He got destroyed by Brock. He lost to Daniel Bryan. He lost to Sheamus back in the day. He lost to Edge back in the day.
CM Punk.
Okay, destroyed by Brock, embarrassed by Brock.
Three or four people.
All right. I don't want to talk about Cena all night because I'm tired.
It's cool. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and listen in. Thanks for taking the call. I'll listen in.
Good looking out, Lee. Thank you, brother.
All right, I'll talk to y'all. All right, Lee.
Yeah, Lee from Baltimore.
But my biggest issue, Phil, it don't matter who it is. It could be John Cena. It could be Hulk Hogan. It could be Daniel Bryan. It don't matter. It come a time, bro. It comes a time when you got to see the bigger picture. This ain't about me no more. It's about getting this person over and getting them some money. I know Lee brought up the analogy. Yeah, Cena's making money, but you know I'm gonna help you make some money, sell some shirts. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah, but the bottom line is, it's not old school booking. It ain't good old boys booking who's the best guy. It's shareholders, it's product, it's money. And at the end of the day, I don't care if it's John Cena or who it is, that's the bottom line you got to meet now.
and that's understood. But at the same time, if it was all about the money, the person with the strap would be the one that's selling the most merch. If you're looking
well,
at
it, well, it is.
He don't got the strap.
It's the one who puts asses in seats. It's the one who puts asses in seats. Hogan tried to pass the torch many times, and Vince kept bringing his ass back because Savage couldn't sell the fucking arenas out. Ultimate Warrior couldn't sell the fucking arenas out. And Hogan kept coming back because Hogan was the fucking Joe Montana. He was the number one guy.
He sold the most foam fingers. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a business. It's a business. It's a fucking business.
That's understandable, but you still within that business, people have.
Well, let it play out. I think it's different this time. Let it play out. I mean, let it play out.
I think Tony said it. Tony, Shining with Tony said it. He ain't got no. He's basically saying at the end of the day, you know what it's going to be. The writing's on the wall. I hope it's not. You know what I mean? I'm hoping it's not. But, jeez, me.
I'm just excited for the WWE Kevin Owens pregnancy kit. I'm excited about that.
that. Matt, you always know where to take me.
Yeah, yeah, apparently. I want to see it play out. I see everybody's point. I don't know. I agree. I kind of agree with Lee, though. I don't think Cena has the final say. I know Vince has a hard-on for Cena. I'm sorry, he has a hard-on for everybody but Cena, you know. It's that kind of party now. You're not placating to us anymore. That's another point that Lee brought out, and I've been saying that for months. So, I mean, I want to see it play out. It was exciting. It was exciting for a guy to come on TV like that and to raise hell. And now he's in a major storyline with the face of the company. So, you know, regardless, even if Cena does win, I think it's still cool to see. And maybe it's the beginning of something different. Maybe the company is going in a different direction. You don't know.
It's refreshing.
You don't know.
No.
You don't know. I mean, we really don't know. So, anyway,
Cena's lost 15
times.
I mean,
where was the U.S. title? Where was the U.S. title a year and a half ago? He's made it into something again. It's not like he's the world champion.
Yeah, the TV title.
It's the TV title. That U.S.
Listen
to me.
I'm just saying. It's not like, I mean, he's about 3 months away from a year away from not even getting a shot at that world.
You know what? That television title was Dean Ambrose had it for a fucking year. How many times did he defend it? Twice.
Twice, yeah.
So I don't want to hear. You know what? The title thing is, Cena's making the title important. That those titles don't mean shit no more. Okay, they don't mean shit no more. This is my title. This is the people's title. No, it's not. It's not. It's not. It's the secondary belt on.
They might as well call it a TV title. I don't know why they. But they don't want to get WCW that rub.
No, they. Leave the TV. Let's sleep in dogs lie. It's my favorite title. Let's sleep in dogs lie. I don't want that. I don't want that on TV ever again, unless the Great Mood is defending it. That then
you're getting it every week. Little do you know it.
Yeah, obviously I'm talking about the nice shiny red one that I want.
Oh, you talk about that?
Yeah, the legit one. Yeah, the Captain Mike Rotunda head. Okay. Get me started.
Indirectly, you're getting it.
Indirectly, man. Yes. Indirectly, I'm getting it.
I think that TV title's in Disco Inferno's closet in Vegas.
Please. Please don't ruin this for me, gentlemen. Don't ruin this for me.
Speaking of Disco, I listened to him the other day and he said he is the last holdout now that Sting has showed up. It was pretty funny. He was on Colt Cabana. He said, because he's been offered time, he's been offered deals and he just, no. And he said, I'm the official last holdout. He was laughing about it, but that's what he said.
WrestleMania 32.
Please.
Well, he said that he could go in right now and the Fandango guy.
Fandango.
He's putting him over.
Yeah, he would definitely dance fucking circles around him.
Damn, so would.
Did I tell you guys a story about I went to a Nitro in Philly when they opened the Wachovia Center, which used to be the Spectrum, and Disco Inferno fought Ric Flair, right? And he came out in a Rangers jersey. And he almost incited a riot. The funniest shit ever.
But that's fine.
Yeah, fuck Philly. But anyway, All right, no more Cena
disco
talk.
Disco fever.
No more Cena talk. No more Cena talk.
I said disco fever.
Yeah. No more Cena.
Not disco Cena.
No disco Cena either.
You said that.
I said it because I'm all jumbled now, you fuck. Jesus Christ.
When I called him,
I'm looking forward to that
about
now.
TNA. TNA's canceled, did he say?
TNA's canceled. Who cares?
Why isn't any sites reporting this at all?
Oh, it's all over the place, apparently. I was too busy.
I'm on Lords of Pain and places like that, and nobody's even talking about it.
I was too busy. Well, oh,
if that,
yeah.
If
that's
of Pain
the case, then NXT,
it
NXT just refilled their roster.
Pretty much.
And Lords of Pain's on shit pretty fast, and it's not even nothing on there about TNA.
Double A sent me the link just now.
411 Mania's got a story on it.
411 Mania's got a 2T?
Yeah.
You know what? I want, and you know, I said this a few weeks ago too, and I said it a couple times. I hate when this shit happens because I like wrestling on television, even the bad shit.
Even if you don't watch it, you want it to be on there.
I watch it.
They got to have somebody who knows what they're doing.
I don't watch TNA. Yeah. I don't even know the hell what channel it's on now or where it's at.
I just want to tag Dixie in the ass.
Yeah, Shining Wizard Tony has a love Jones for Dixie Carter, for those who don't know.
I'll make her eyes straight again.
I want to see that bush, too.
You tell your woman to
Hold on. How do you know she's got a bush?
She's got a bush.
She's got the Earth Mama Muff? Is that what she's got?
She's got a bush.
She sprinkles potpourri in that shit.
Potpourri? Could you plant plum tomatoes in that?
Yeah, that's got some mesquite wood chips in there.
Her bush has its own parasol. She is a southern girl.
I bet you that thing is lovely to lay your head on.
Little mint julep.
She got a little.
Is E3 really her nephew, Tom?
She got a sprig of mint coming out of it.
A beignet.
All you can eat buffet.
Little powdered sugar on it, like a beignet.
Oh boy.
I would slurp them lips.
This went bad real, right quick.
As far away from the wrestling business as possible.
No, it did. This is awesome. I hope she winds up at fucking Global Force, to be honest with you.
No, hell.
As a valet.
As valet
Jeff
parking.
Jarrett's valet.
She's the evil, like, manager.
The second showing when Jarrett can't pay the bill, she'll step in and cover like she did in the original.
I'm taking
TNA
over, sugar. It's my company now, sugar.
Her and her
I'm
new stable, the Dixie Chicks.
What was that, your best Knots Landing impression?
I'm bringing in Magnus. We're going to have a Dixieland match. What the hell?
No, come on. She likes the Chocolate Brothers. You know that. MVP's coming back, sugar. Bobby Lashley going to split me like a wishbone from a chicken.
Jesus.
I may be a Texas girl, but I like me some Louisiana black snake.
Love me some brothers.
If Daddy found out I was eating them colors, he would sell my shares in the company.
Jesus,
he would.
She likes it. I like to see this black snake moan.
You might as well get right into
declare,
the sunny
I
talk.
Do declare.
It's in the wrong hole, sugar. Deal. It's in the wrong hole, but you can leave it there anyway. It's okay.
Where's your Django?
Django, what's
that? It's unchanged, sugar.
Man Django.
Oh, Jesus, help me.
Sonny and Virgil's going to star in the first movie.
He starts picking the cotton out of her bush.
Oh, God.
Sonny shaves. Sonny ain't got no bush.
You know what? I'm going to take a page from Mega Powers. I'm going to start a I'm going to do a contest. You know how Dave runs all the contests, but I'm going to do a contest. Whoever can give me the best name for Sonny's first movie on Vivid, we'll get a
Sunny Side Up.
No.
Sonny does Virgil.
Winner.
Sonny
boom,
does Virgil.
Right there.
We'll get a prize. I can't even finish, you motherfuckers.
Always
I'll send you my dress after the show.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It's never sunny in Philadelphia. Have you been there?
Philly sucks
a big fat one.
A bag of fried Indian dicks.
Well, yeah. Well, the South Philly and West Philly are.
With curry-flavored smegma under the hood.
Ooh. There you go.
Yikes.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Don't do Sonny like that, man.
I'm not. Vivid is. I won't go near her with I'm not going near with your dick and Matt pushing, you know?
How great would it be?
Is that going to be an IMAX?
What was that, Shining Wizard, Tony?
Her first video has got to be with the hedgehog.
Oh.
Sonic.
How great would that be?
Oh.
They should resurrect Peter North.
Is it in 3D?
Well, I
probably
going to
be like a wrestling parody. It's going to probably be a wrestling parody or something like that.
Yeah.
Why won't Sonny be a good friend?
Sonny Slam?
Like there'll be a Shawn Michaels impersonator and a Bret Hart impersonator.
Yeah, is Pastor Sadell in the room? We need Sonny needs God. That's what Sonny needs. Pastor, you need to take care of that for us, Pastor Sadell.
Have the little Vince impersonator at the beginning. It's Sonny Slam.
No, she's got to bang Jerry Lawler. Come on.
Speaking of Lawler, I want to get his new DVD, man. I'm hearing I'm hearing he sold some of his Memphis clips to the E. They paid him for it because he still owns some of the rights to some of the. That's why they don't have the whole library yet. Is because there's some beef over the video between him and
Honky Tonk Man, right?
Fuck Honky Tonk Man, hate that dude.
Well, no,
thank you very much.
Explained it somewhat. I thought Lawler ripped off some guys in Cleveland and sold all his shit to some guys in Cleveland or something. And Bolin has so much, Cornette has so much. And then some guys in Cleveland had so much.
Yeah, it's all split up. That's why Vince hasn't gotten his hands on it yet. So when they did the Lawler documentary, he was pretty much hands on the entire time.
Let's be honest though, Vince has a lot of shit in the vault that he hasn't even touched yet. That I want to see
that,
on
that
the
whole demo. Georgia shit. I want that Georgia shit bad.
Do they show Mid-South? Does he show AWA? Does he show... I mean, it's world-class, but come on, man. He's got to get with the fucking program. They bitch and moan that nobody's watching the old stuff. Well, because there's not a whole lot of old stuff on there. Like, when all you're doing is promoting, like, all the new shit, which a lot of it I like. I do like that new Jerry Springer show, by the way. And Mick Foley special is pretty good. But by and large, if you're not promoting the old shit, then who's fucking watching it except for the people that want to watch it?
See,
know?
I was talking to a buddy who does video editing for a living, and he was telling me that it costs so much money to get all that old footage remastered. So maybe they're doing what Netflix was doing. You know how Netflix was, it took them so long to get some of these movies up because they had to get like the rights of them, or they had to fix them and digitize them and shit like that. Maybe
the music that they don't want to pay for, all the ring music
it's probably costing them so much money to edit all that shit that, you know, that by the time it's done, they're going to charge us $25 a month for the network, you know?
Yeah.
Unless you're not a subscriber, and then you could keep getting months for free.
Yeah. For guys,
bunch of douchebags. That annoys me, dude.
It does. For people trying to call in, I'll try to take some calls. I have so many people on the line right now. I don't want to take any more calls. I'm just
Well, that's all right, dude. I'm gonna bow out anyway. No. I think the wife's looking for a little thrill upstairs, so I might have to go throw one before I go to sleep.
You gonna take care of that?
All this talk about Sonny is making me feel a little randy. And speaking of Randy, God bless the Macho Man. 4 years to the
4 day.
4 years
to, yeah. I played that promo today. Tony, what's going on? Anything else? Anything else Wizards wise that we should know about? Anything going on? Anything in the works? Or
just that Saturday, PWS, right. Shining Edward Jackson will be in the house, and I will actually be there. I'll be bringing the little guy. I hope you can make it out. I know that we talked that you might be a little tied up.
Yeah,
not in a sexual sense.
Yeah,
but
if not, I'm definitely going to try to make the June card because it's my nephew's birthday. I'm going to try to come out that.
But other than that, that's about it. We've all been plugging along. Matt's been slinging pizzas, and Eddie's been killing himself doing other PWS shit. So you get shows like me and Kevin this past week, which, you know, it is what it is.
It was a good show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah, Kevin's a good hand. I like keeping him around.
Kevin's the only wizard to not make an appearance on a throwback. So let's keep July 1st in your plan note.
I thought you were going to say in your prayers. I'm like, what's going to happen on July 1st?
July 1st will be the big 3-year anniversary show. So we'll try to get as many Wizards as we can on a Wednesday night. And it's also the contract signing for Castle Slam. So we'll be doing that too while we're broadcasting. So
You're a fucking busy beaver, sir.
We're trying to listen, man. We got two major networks. We're trying to make shit happen here.
Over.
We're trying to take over, dude.
I heard there's a time slot free on Destination America.
Yeah, right before fucking Hillbilly
right
Barbecue.
Right after Hillbilly Barbecue.
Hillbilly Barbecue, yeah.
And Ghost Pokers.
Phil, as always, enjoy being on the show. Boys, it's been a pleasure. You guys all have a great night, and I will be listening to the replay tomorrow.
Love you, Tony. Take care, man.
Later,
Tony.
All right, Tony.
Later, boys.
I'm just glad Wizard could be online with a brother and it don't get too animated.
Oh yeah, he's a Jersey Wizard, bro. It's not that kind of magic, brother.
Phil, I would like to thank you again for J.R. Smith because he's hit 8 of 11 threes and they're smashing Atlanta right now.
You know what? I was hoping that LeBron James's counterpart was going to do some more damage. But because the Hawks are a very defensive team, I don't want to get into basketball too much. But I hope the series is interesting. The Rangers went into overtime. It's 5-5.
Oh, they're in overtime? Yeah, okay.
5-5. Yeah, they came back and tied up. Yeah, man. I don't wish the Cavs to lose. I know you want your boys to win, but I hope the Hawks make it interesting. Because they're a really good defensive team. You know, I know the Dubs won another game last night, taking care of who did they play? Houston, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they took care of the Rockets.
If Howard doesn't go out of that game, I think it's a different outcome. Yeah. But anyways.
It is what it is. I think, you know what, it's so much fun this year. I'm more pissed off about the fucking lottery, man. Can you believe that shit? The Timberwolves get the first pick?
Oh, they could be stacked.
I want to trade.
With them having Rubio and who's the guy they got from Cleveland?
Yeah, Yeah,
they could be all right.
You know what? Let's make a trade with the Knicks. Should trade Carmelo Anthony, the fourth pick.
You gonna send him to Minnesota?
Thank you, Tony. To Minnesota for a case of basketballs. The number one pick, and I'll take one of your point guards. That's all. That's all.
Adam Scheffner said they should just trade Phil Jackson for the number two pick.
No.
Trade Phil back to the Lakers and let the Knicks have the number two pick.
I thought the Lakers would.
Or two is the best pick. I mean, one or two is the big name.
Tony, you almost got a text message from me last night, man. While I was on the bus before I called into the rant last night, I really thought the fucking Lakers were going to get that pick.
Got the number one pick. We should trade it.
It's right.
I mean, I love D'Angelo Russell, but he's never going to be anything but a fucking Evan Turner in the NBA. He isn't shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't talk. The Kings stink.
You know what? I grew up a Mitch Richmond fan, so I got some love.
He was awesome.
I got some love for Sacra Tomato, man. I got some love
and
for
Sacra Tomato. We probably got one of the best centers. We got one of the best centers in the league. Just can't put it all together.
Wait a minute. They still have centers in the NBA?
That's our problem.
Did you see who was sitting at Sacramento's podium last night? Vlade Divac.
He's the new vice president of like basketball operations now.
20 years and that
the
guy
vice
finally
president flopping.
Yeah, 20 years he finally fucking learned English. Good for him.
He should have went to wrestling. That guy can take a bump.
Dude, he was.
Yeah, he can take a hell of a bump.
Dude, he should have tagged up with Giant Gonzalez. Him and Giant Gonzalez could have been a fucking tag team.
Out there taking flare bumps on the court.
Who was the big guy in NXT tonight? I've never seen much NXT. Who was that big tall fucker with the old school gold chain on?
What, the tag team title match?
Yeah.
Against Rhino?
That's Big Kaz, man. Big Kaz, he's a New Yorker. He's a Queens native. He got trained by Johnny Rods.
How tall is he?
He's 7 foot, man.
And he looked like he had a decent little promo. It was the first time I ever saw him.
I was shit-talking with Sugar Shane earlier tonight, and I told Shane, and Shane agreed with me. He could be like a Kevin Nash type guy if they bring him up properly.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I know they got baby D's already over
there. Tony, he's got that charisma. He's got.
You're gonna have to take that from Roman Reigns.
He can the dude, and that's exactly what me and Shane were saying. He could fight it. He could fight a Roman Reigns and get away with it because the guy can move. The guy,
Chet Lemon.
Yeah, he's solid.
Chet Lemon, you're damn right.
Chet Lemon. What, the outfielder Black for the White Snow. Sox?
Yeah.
Chet Lemon and Black Snow.
I believe I'm a part of a group on Facebook. That plays Stratomatic Baseball, and there's a group called 1970s Baseball, And one of the guys that plays the game, he wrote a book about baseball in the 70s. So every day he posts, like, happy birthday to Willie Stargell, happy birthday to so-and-so. And he always posts these old baseball cards from, like, the late 70s, early 80s, and that's right up my alley, you know? And I'm like, oh. And you,
right.
And you see guys like Chet Lemon and Gaylord Perry and fucking Freddie.
Phil Negro.
Freddie Lynn, you know, shit like that.
That was my time, too. I love that.
Chris Chambliss, you know, and those big
When they smoked Marlboros in the dugout.
Dude, and just the afros, man. Amazing. just Oscar Gamble's afro had like a circumference of a school globe, you know? I was like, man, you can't make this shit up. Cannot make this shit up. But, yeah, man. Yeah,
I've got a good picture of Bill Madlock in the dugout, and he's got a cigarette in his mouth, and it's just like, holy shit.
You know what wrestling?
I love that Pirates hat, too, with the stars on it. That was a badass Pirates hat.
All right, let's see. Who's 5'4"? I think that's Scotty. Hold on. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, key, you on the air.
Scotty,
what's up? Sorry, dude.
What's up, fellas?
A bunch of you guys tried calling in before. I'm just fucking, it was like 10 million people, and I was overwhelmed.
Party line.
Yeah.
That's all good. It's the fucking spot to be, man, you know?
Yeah, apparently.
You gotta wait your turn to get in the club, right?
Yeah, apparently fucking Dave takes off, and the chat room is like, looks like the mall. So what's Scotty has let's
we're the Sambaro of the podcast community.
Hold on, let's play Scotty's right. clip. Scotty's in the room tonight. Hold on, let's say hello to Scott.
Scott,
there you go.
There it is.
See, I haven't haven't called in. I haven't gotten a chance to play it.
I've been busy with work, man. Work and real life.
You know, and when Maddie Legend pipes in, we with Sting or
Better Alive, you are coming with me.
And then our favorite. I covered all my bases now.
So, as you heard last night, I got my day coming up next week, May 29th, right? On the ranch.
Yeah, are you doing 24 hours of Turnbuckle Throwbacks? Is that what you're doing or no?
I got three episodes of Turnbuckle Throwbacks picked out.
Sweet.
Number 75, it was an open mic where me, you, Tony C and Surfer discussed what Tony C brought up tonight about how Cena should be putting everybody over.
Told you. If it's not Tony C, it's fucking Morgan and the Colin show. Dude,
I'm carrying that bloodstain banner all the way to the bank.
Listen to me. You're a very intelligent man. You know that, right? I have such respect for you. You and I have had millions of conversations in the last year and a half. You need to take this flag and bury it. And accept the fact that I'm gonna sound like an evangelist. You need to accept John Cena as the savior. You know,
as my savior,
not as your savior, as the savior.
He's the modern day Lex Luger.
Oh.
One of my favorite episodes: the interview with the photographer.
Oh, Tom Buchanan, that was fun shit, man.
That one, it's not Seinfeld.
Oh, when I got Tank. Listen,
yeah,
Tom.
Tank was co-hosting. Yep.
Where is Tank? He's normally.
He was in the pre-show tonight. I don't know. He's probably lurking, probably counting his NASCAR toys. Hold on, let's get Surfer on here. What's up, Surfer?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I'm going to let the whole talk about my hometown slide.
As I sneak in there every summer and buy food from there, I'm a hypocrite.
I'm a better man, but Tony C, man, you got to come off that ledge, man. You got to. Come off the ledge.
Hey, don't get him started, bro. I just buried it, man. What's wrong with you?
Damn, Cena's attorney shows up go. When we got off of it.
The Johnny exactly. Cochran of the ranch. Good job.
You see, it is not about
gotta
that.
Come on and defend his client on every show.
It is not about one man. I keep trying to tell y'all that. Y'all have always thought I carry this man's flag. I do not. Okay? I am the voice of reason.
If you don't, then just why you come to the defense all the time?
Because y'all,
you're carrying the flag, Johnny.
No.
He's a Clarence Thomas for Tom Cena.
I'm like the force, okay? I got to keep things in balance, okay? When the dark side goes out of whack, I got to even things out.
You have a minute to state your case. Time starts now.
I just want nice things, man. That's all I really want.
That's all I say, man. That's all. Hey.
I just want nice things.
I just want nice things.
I really do.
Oh, man. Surfer, did you watch NXT tonight?
Yes, I watched. I watched the majority of it. I missed the last match.
Okay. So you missed the Samoa Joe entrance, I take it.
No, well, kind of. I'll be able to watch it again. I mean, they'll replay it. I got hungry, so I had to go fix something to eat.
Ah.
Who was the
what
first guy?
What hunger man did you have tonight?
No hungry man, okay? I reserved those for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, special occasions.
Yeah, that's right, good man.
The holidays.
Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Who's that first guy? I've never seen him before. What's his story? The like Stardust with tattoos and the face paint.
Which one was that?
Finn Balor? Balor.
Oh,
what's
Finn Balor.
Story?
He was in New Japan. He was Prince Devitt. He was part of the he started the Bullet Club.
Bullet Club, yeah.
Okay, that entrance was fucking pretty badass.
I tell you what, he's worn more body paint than normal, and I think that apparently that's been a rumor on the dirt sheets that they want him to be more colorful with the paint. Again, something Shane and I were talking about earlier tonight. That his aura, he's going to be the flagship of NXT. He's going to be the guy after Sami Zayn and all these guys are been recycled. He's going to be the guy. He's going to run NXT. He's that good, you know.
For somebody that's never watched it, he stood out to me tonight.
No, yeah, he's going to. And you know what, dude? He's a pretty motherfucker too. He's from Ireland. He had when he was in Japan, he had an underwear deal with the hell was that? Wait. Shane knows.
With songs. With
No. Armani Exchange. No joke. He was an underwear model for Armani Exchange. You would just give him money to wear his underwear. Like,
wow.
Yeah, dude. He's that kind. And he's good, man. He's solid.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but tonight was not one of his better matches. He's had a lot.
I don't know.
It was so-so, but I think he's had better matches.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The last one where he fought a Tommy was awesome. When him and a Tommy went at it on the last special.
Well, him and a Tommy have history because, I mean, Kenta, between Noah and all the other shit. But, yeah, Mega Powers gets all gooey in the pants when he sees them two fight. but my kid, dude, Mike, when Finn Balor hits that top rope and does that double foot stomp, my kid loses his mind.
Like,
the kid jumped off the couch. I thought he was going to... His grandfather came for a visit. I thought he was going to jump on his grandfather's lap. He did like a leap across the room. Like, that was the greatest move ever. I'm like, yeah, go to bed.
And that women's match, holy shit. The Eva Marie needs to take some fucking notes. How is she on the main roster and them chicks aren't? Because that was badass. I haven't fucking.
Yeah, that Banks match was something else.
Fucking Rangers.
I was
lost.
Hoping Lynch would win so that it would move Banks up.
I tell you, I didn't take no fucking potty breaks during the women's matches tonight.
I was on my seat because it got a little stale there for a second to me, but then that match came out and it was back on again.
That submission looked legit. I thought she was gonna snap her in half.
The bank statement. I love it.
Yeah, there were some good ass bumps in that match.
Yeah,
there was.
And that chick, what's her face? Who'd she fight? The
Becky
Irish
Lynch.
Chick, Becky Lynch.
Bailey?
Becky
Lynch.
Scott, doesn't Becky Lynch remind you of that dirty chick that would hang out in the back of the bar? We used to hang out.
Nice.
Right? Like the chick, the one chick that's not from the neighborhood. Like the neighborhood, the bar the night that Scott and I used to hang out in, everybody in the bar was from that neighborhood except for me and three other people, right? But we go in there, she's the one chick that comes in there, like, she's not from there, she's, like, bar hopping, and, yeah, that's her. She she can get it.
I thought they looked like tonight that she was, they were on point, which looked like Mila Jovovich from The Fifth Element.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I love that movie. Didn't Chris Tucker play the gay guy in that movie?
Chris Tucker.
Yeah, he played the Fruit Cup, the DJ, right?
Call me my man.
Yeah.
Call me my man.
That's it, yeah, that's it.
Call me my man.
Ruby Rod was great.
That was a good movie, I enjoyed that.
Call me.
That definitely will be on Double A's Roundtable for worst movies.
Oh, yeah. Fifth Element. Oh, that's... Gotta rank up that. Gary Oldman. Tiny Zeus Lester. Zeus was in that in Fifth Element.
Zeus was like the president.
I think any movie that Zeus is in is going to be in that worst movies category.
Not the Fifth Element. That movie is badass.
That movie ruled the roost.
Wait a minute.
Hey, Zeus hasn't been in a lot of bad movies. He's been in better movies than you realize.
He's been in
maybe just like, his Elden bad performances. Bar, just okay.
Which should have won an Academy Award. He was in. He's been in a movie like Talking Dirty After Midnight.
I take that back. He was in Friday, right?
Friday.
Hold on a minute.
No Holds Barred is number one.
Sugar Shane, what's going on?
Not too much. Chris Tucker wasn't gay. He ate pussy in that movie.
Oh, did he?
He got some.
That's right. I stand corrected. I stand corrected, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, just because you suck dick in a phone book don't make you a call girl, you know?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Is it a Tootsie's phone booth? Is it a Tootsie's phone booth?
Tootsie's.
That is very important.
It's very important.
Okay.
That ain't right.
Tootsie's call girls are highly class women, okay?
That's where the ranch should have their summit, at Tootsie's.
At Tootsie's, where all the women are clean.
I don't...
You know, I was watching 48 Hours over the weekend, and it got to that part where Eddie Murphy goes in that bar, and I'm like, hey, that's Tootsie's right there. When the guy, they're looking for the... Look for the big Indian.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
No joke, I have the Neutron Dance on my iPod. I was doing the Neutron Dance on the way to work the other day.
The Neutron Dance.
Fucking love the Pointer Sisters.
His name was Billy Bear.
Billy Bear. The
Billy
big
Bear.
Yeah, the big Indian.
Yeah. Oh, he did porn, too.
Did he?
What the?
I know Surfer would know that. Surfer.
No. All the backstory movie.
It's not that, yo. I watched the porn because he's like the only guy that went from porn and got into regular movies and made the transition.
Hey, yo, you know he did porn, right?
Really?
Surfer's got a point. I don't think there's anybody else who tried. People who tried doing that, they failed miserably, right? Didn't what's her face? The chick from the 90s.
Oh, Tracy Lords.
Tracy Lords, yeah. She tried doing that and failed miserably.
She was just on Celebrity Wife Swap.
She does movies, though. She's still doing movies today. She just
I'm not talking movies. About the B flicks on Showtime at 11:08.
Rich.
Yeah.
Lifetime movies.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the Meredith. I'm not talking about the Meredith Baxter Bernie fucking Lifetime movies either. I'm talking about. Rangers lost 6-5.
Well, what about Sasha Gray?
Who's Sasha Gray?
She was a porn chick that started doing regular movies.
Was she in a lot of mainstream movies? See what I'm saying? If you have to think about it, then no.
No. She did a Cronenberg movie, I think.
She what?
She did a Cronenberg movie.
Okay. It's just it's a hard transition, man. It really is.
Because you get that once you get that stigma,
well, because
Hollywood
one you act and one you don't.
back in the day, people got into porn thinking it would help them get into Hollywood.
Yeah,
but
course.
Once they did it, Hollywood didn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, it's called
that's
Black
what the
Dahlia
director
syndrome.
Told him in that on that leather couch in the office. That's what he told the chick.
Exactly.
And then once they did the porn, they were ruined.
Yeah, it's
all those complicated storylines.
The casting couch.
Called Black Dahlia Syndrome.
Sally sucks Sacramento.
Debbie does Dallas.
Susan does Shanghai. The other night I was watching a Pink Panther movie, right? And
the good ones or the bad ones?
No, the Peter Sellers ones.
The good ones.
Yeah, of course the good ones. And there was a movie, it was on like Showtime Extreme or something like that. And then like the next movie was like Beach Party Part 6. And it was just like the short stories of like, just all it was three lines and like softcore. And I'm saying to myself, why am I still up watching this? I'm not excited. I'm not like nothing. I'm like a retard, a Ferris wheel. I'm like staring at the screen. Going,
you're already invested.
Right, dude. Like the first 8 minutes, and like this one chick is banging, like this milfy looking chick is banging this older looking dude in her kitchen. And I'm like, normally if I was like, if I was 15, I'm like, you know, forget about it. I get the bottle of Jergens, it's a wrap. But now I'm like, this is just the, I can't stop watching it. And there's nothing appealing, but I just, now I'm invested. And
how does this end up?
Yeah, it ends up where they all just swap partners at this beach house. That's pretty much what it was. Like living out fantasies. I always wanted to fuck your friend. Oh, really? You could. You could. And I'm like nonchalantly, here, take my husband, and that's it. And I'm like, this is crazy.
Let's get it on.
They were just
so realistic.
Yeah. It's like, this never happened at any of my beach parties. Nobody swapped partners. They might have swapped disease, but not partners, you know?
Same Baywatch.
Yeah.
There's something on Showtime right now. It's like the best X-rated movies of all time. I watched a little bit of that the other night. It was like, how in the fuck are these the best X-rated? Like, Linda Lovelace.
Now, I have a childhood friend who does porn right now. And as a matter of fact, Scott knows him, too. My buddy Aramis. He goes by the name of Tommy Pistol. Tommy, he legit just hosted the AVNs, and they'll be on Showtime in a couple of weeks.
I've always wanted to get there for that. I've always wanted to get there.
Seeing my friend host an award show and getting an award for porn, it's the weirdest thing in the world.
That has to be so creepy.
Can you imagine, like, dude, oh, wait a minute. Does, like, his parents support him?
I don't know, but, like, what's even worse is...
Wouldn't it be worse if you stumbled upon it?
Stumbled upon what, the movie?
No, your friend, if you stumbled upon it, like, you're just...
If I didn't know and I saw him do it, yeah.
His mom wears a shirt. I'm Pistol's mom. She wears a shirt on the back. It says, I'm Pistol's mom.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, it was weird. And then he got the nod to host this year. He was on it last year. And he got the nod to host this year, and I'm like, this is crazy. Like, that's my boy. Like, I shared a stage with him on CBGB's. You know, he was, like, singing in my backup vocals in my band, you know? Like, we used to drink together. We used to hang out together.
That's insane.
It's crazy. Like, and, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I want to get him on the show, but, like, for what? You know what I'm saying?
Like, for giggles, that's it.
Yeah, for giggles. Like, shit like tonight.
Maybe he could be your new Sunny correspondent.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
If, you know what? If he's got a Vivid hook, then I need to call him and get some dirt.
Yeah, so, she done.
That's a good idea, man. That's why I keep you guys around. You guys have great ideas.
Yeah.
What's old Beef Drapes up to?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about that?
What's that?
Sorry.
Weren't you listening from the beginning?
We talked about it last night for 40 minutes.
You know what? I can't knock anybody's hustle. I just feel bad that it has to come down to this.
No, I just have to care less, honestly. It doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't matter. No, you're right. It doesn't matter.
No gimmicks.
I care less.
No gimmicks needed, right, Chin? Exactly. No gimmicks needed. Nobody should buy that stuff either. You know, if you're paying for porn, don't call my show, ever.
No shit. What are you calling me?
I'm just saying, because there's people out there. It's a multi-million-dollar business. There's people who still buy this shit. There were people paying for Skype to watch her finger her naughty parts. So I mean, you know, you have to understand. There's still a market for these things, you know. There's still a market.
I stayed away from the China as long as I could. Then finally, I seen it pop up one night, and I watched it. It was like, oh my
god! Maddie Legend just posted a link of my boy. Hold on a second.
I've still never seen the Xbox one. I've seen the ones where she's fucking dudes in the ring and shit.
Yes, Matt.
Dude, man,
that is my boy, and he was in Game of Bones. Yes.
Game of Bones.
Yeah, it's my boy.
It's terrible.
Oh no.
My boy.
What, Jurassic Pork wasn't available?
I don't know. I can't knock the hustle. I feel bad.
Hey,
you
can't.
Yeah, she's getting six figures. Hell, good for her.
Yeah. For six figures, that pussy better talk. You know, paying for pussy.
Yeah. Oh, it already does.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sure it does.
Hey, she's a Hall of Famer. There you go.
According to Matt,
is there any tread left on that tire?
You know what, Tony? I don't know. I saw some on that Skype video that I saw. There's some. Listen,
maybe on the outside, but I'm talking about on the inside.
I do.
She might have got it retreaded.
Man, I'll tell you what. That's all. I've been with probably 50 to 60 girls in my life. And I mean, some, it is what it is. It ain't going to get that beat up. If it's good,
yeah,
it's good.
He's right. Yeah. Brian's right. Cause you know what? The hotter the chick, the bigger the hole. I'm sorry. I've been with him.
I've been with some straight slosh buckets that were just like, the hell? Just
yeah, like a hot dog down the hallway.
I'm serious. I'll tell you what, in my 20s, it was basically walk in the fucking bar and take my choice. There was hundreds of them.
That was pretty
literally. It was insane. It was insane how many fucking whores I've been with. I couldn't even remember all their names. If they came in front of me right now, I'd be like, I fucked you? Really? You gave me head in the parking lot? I really? Okay. Yeah. All right. I believe you. And there was a lot of them.
You giving her the best that you got, and she's just looking at you like.
Right, because she had so many dicks double parked on her ass.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong.
She's looking at
you,
she's thinking, this is funny.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Look at him try.
Well, just like, I'm always wet. Like, yeah, this is a little fucking, like, I need to wipe my fucking hand off. Good God.
That's why we can't have nice things. One day, see, we're trying to get nice things here on the rant.
But, I mean, you could get the whore that's been with 100 guys, and she would have a tight-ass box. I'm just saying, it's all, they all got different boxes. I mean, it's all
Jasmine
of the draw.
Jasmine St. Clair was, a staple in ECW for a while. Paulie had a thing for porn stars for a while, right? So
it
he
let's
right. So he books she Jasmine St.
Clair dudes or something.
Yeah,
night
she was on Jerry Springer. She at one point broke the Guinness Book of World Records for banging people in a one
there's
day.
No tread left on that tie. I don't give a damn what you say.
No, there's nothing, dude.
That thing.
And she
that
was on.
Thing.
Yeah, she was
Come.
On Springer. She was on Springer.
Dude, you can play double dutch with those lips.
Oh.
Exactly.
Oh,
you think
God.
Mickey Janet's got
Let's ring the bell. Let's ring.
Roast beef.
Let's ring the bell for the lips.
Mickey James.
It'd be like Arby's. We have the meats.
Exactly.
Oh, I bet you Mickey James has a nice little box on her.
She's
beautiful.
Yo, Dave and I met her. Dave and I met her last year. She's fucking beautiful, man.
Yeah, she is.
She's beautiful. I don't give a shit what she does in her free time. She's nice on the eyes, man. She had a nice little shit locker.
Yeah.
She had a nice little fucking shit locker on her, too.
That's
nice.
What's
she
that?
Really with Magnus? Hey, man, you're not going to talk about Cena and Magnus's baby mama like that, okay? That's a respectable woman. Then.
Kenny Dykstra.
Why do you think she was the baby mama?
What was that, Surfer?
I said, why do you think she was the baby mama?
Because she had a nice shit locker, that's why.
Yeah.
Cena put Magnus nice. Over on that piece.
Cena probably didn't do nothing for her. That's why Cena's wife fucking was cheating on him. That's why he had to get. That's why he got a divorce. He busted her fucking another guy.
Should I even upload this episode?
Nah, who knows?
You knew she was in
Turnbuckle After Dark.
Yeah, pretty know, much. Right? Where's Ronda Shionita? Where's Ronda Shionita?
What's my name? John.